As we open our celebrations of Niue Language Week 2020, we're joined now by the chair of the Whangahau Niue Trust, Mele Nemaia. Whakalofalahi atu, malolo na kai a koe, Mele.
Whakalofalahi atu, ma Brian, malolo au whakaue, kai longa e tole velave, ke lata me sahi tapu he Whangahau Niue, whakalofalahi atu.
Now, firstly, very important, as with all our Pacific nations, which villages on the Rock of Polynesia are you representing this morning, Mele?
Hawau he maanga furufuruola ko la kepa ne na nofo e te tangata ko mua atu foki e te tonu. I came from the village of La Kepa, which is one of the best villages on the Rock. I have to put that in, Brian.
Yes, I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm not going to disagree with you at all this morning, Mele. Now, Mele, please tell us more about this year's theme and how it came about.
Well, as always, as in the previous years, what we normally do, what I do as a chairperson, I will send an email to a variety of people, groups of people, the key people in the community, especially our mamatua, who are the key holders of the whangahau. An email as earlier in the year sent out to them and say, please, can you actually think of a theme? Can you come up with a theme? But thinking about the young people of Niue, the young generations of Niue, because this is our target group. So I sent them an email, and then they will actually send me all their ideas, their themes, how they want to see that. So I make a list of them. I think this year we had about 15 of those different themes. So we have to go through it. And then I sent it back to them and I said, can you prioritize them? And what are the reasons behind it? So we did that. So we came down to 1, 2, and 3. And I sent it out to them again, and again prioritize which will be the first one, then the second important one, and then we had a meeting as a board and we decide. So we discuss what that is going to look like, what does it mean, and how is that going to look like for our young people of Niue. So that's how we come about with the theme, Brian. We sent it to Niue educators, the key people in the community, the members of the board, and not only that, to the different regions.
So, Mele, with that, why was this theme in particular, Faliki e tau mamaui, he tau atu hau ke he Whangahau Niue, lay the foundations, give rise to Whangahau Niue for generations, why was this one in particular chosen out of the final three possibilities?
We felt that as a need, and especially for Niue, because our Whangahau is actually seen. That is actually, we're losing it. Something that we don't want to believe in, and we don't want to actually take that on board. But we actually chose that because our young people, that we need to actually teach them the whangahau so they can continue to use the whangahau. And not only that, and lately too, we noticed there's a whole lot of our Niue young people and even New Zealand born parents who are hungry for the whangahau. So that is why we choose that that theme. But I think somebody in the board kind of mentioned something to do with a global theme, focusing on the young people. So there's a lot of discussion behind it, but we kind of feel we need the theme to encourage our young people, and not only that, for us, the mamatua, or the key holders of the whangahau, to lay that foundation, which means we need to use the whangahau at home, at church, take the children to church, because that's where the language is actually, they can hear. If we can expose the young people to a variety of ways of how where to hear the wahau and you know, and how they can actually learn it, and especially from the older, I won't say older, the people who are actually the key people who are holding that wangahau.
Mele, with that, can you talk to me more on the work that the Wangahau Niue Trust does and, you know, some of the initiatives, especially around getting more of our young New Zealand-born and Niueans to take up the language and to learn more about Wangahau Niue and their cultural identity?
What we actually do as a board is, I mean, we have a meeting once every month, but then we decided once every second month, unless there is something urgent that we need to discuss. We kind of see ourselves as a governing body, because under the Wangahau Niue Trust, there are regions throughout the nation. So we have Auckland, they have their own name as NAFO, and NAFO stands for Niue Anga Whakamotu Okalana. And we have Hamilton, who is, there are a few Niueans in Tauranga who are actually kind of work alongside Hamilton. And then we have Wellington, where we have some of our Niueans in Palmerston North who are actually working alongside, and especially during the Niue Language Week. And then we have our Matua Malo Polata in Christchurch with her small group of Niueans down there. So we kind of, these regions, they plan activities throughout the year and how they can actually, activities that can actually, where our young people can learn the Wangahau Niue. So, for example, in Hamilton, they run Niue classes in which their students actually attend. And they also have a Sunday program where they once a month kind of thing, where the Niue community will actually come and have their own service. And so Wellington does the same thing in Auckland. But Auckland, NAFO, they've got a new team, they've got a new board and a very strong board too. So we're hoping Auckland can actually do more. I know that these people and these members are not paid to do any of these things, but because it is something that we wanted as a board for our regions to plan activities, anything that the children and even the parents can actually come together and embrace Wangahau Niue. We try and build a strong relationship with the Niue Language Commission back home, because at the end of the day, a whole lot of things will have to go back to Niue for approval, or we need to discuss it with them. We also, I heard the High Commissioner in his presentation last night saying that a lot of our young people are actually born into Wangahau Niue within their families, already is embedded in them. I think it's just that we have to find ways to teach and to maintain and to embrace that Wangahau Niue with our young people, but it's very hard. Such place as New Zealand, because now the main language is English. Mm-hmm. We also look at the needs. What are the needs of our people within our communities? And we need to look at those needs and what can we actually do to help build on those needs. And we support the groups that are already in place, already established. We don't want to actually start any new groups. Our role is to actually support them. What else can I actually, and not only that, one of the things that we are trying to do this year is to develop new words to grow the Wangahau Niue, to keep up with the changes, the new terminologies that we are hearing every day, especially this time with the COVID-19. we need to develop the words to keep up with those changes. So those are some of the things that we do as a trust, Brian.
Now, today, Mele, is the 46th anniversary of Niue Constitution Day, marking self-governance. Some of the major events that are happening around the country to celebrate Niue Constitution Day today?
Yes, and that's a very important event with the Waihau Niue Trust, because we have a group, and a very strong group, led by our matua, Sionepaea Kumitau. That is the group that organises things to do with the Niue Constitution. And we actually go along and support them. But this year I heard from him that there is no Constitution celebration this year. So, but that doesn't say we will acknowledge the today is the Fusi Masini for Niue. But not only that, we've been watching all the posts and the different photos they're posting up on Facebook in regards to the different events and the things that they are actually doing. I'm sorry, I forgot what was their theme for this year. But I think the crop of the year is actually the Simala, the Kumara. So we will, but I think West Auckland, our Mamatua, our group advisory council out west, I think they will be holding theirs, because they planned to do it last Saturday, but because of the election, they have to actually push it forward. So I think they are actually going to do that this coming Saturday. So if the chance is there, the opportunity is there, we will attend to support them.
Mele, where is the place to go for especially our Niuean community across the country to find out, you know, where events are happening in their particular regions, towns, cities, etc.?
If you can go into our Facebook page, the calendar has already been posted from the different regions, their activities, the day, the time. It is also on the MPP page. That has been posted. There are some very exciting activities or events happening during this week. Some of our young people are going to be doing a Lolongo Niue, they call it jamming Niue songs with the likes of Mel Lakatani and all those young people. I think Hamilton is actually having a quiz night for Waihau Niue. Different events are actually happening throughout the country. So if people wanted to know where these events are happening, but not only that, very few of these events are going to be face-to-face or social gathering. You will actually see a lot of these events on Facebook, because they will go live.
Awesome. Mitaki lahi. And Mele, finally, a message to our Niue community tuning in this morning and from around the world. What's the message this morning? And feel free in your beautiful Waihau Niue.
Whakalofala hi atu ke he to tangata Niue ko no nofa whanoa i ke lalolangi. A mamana ki au ko mawhala am tōru ke he tau, tau maanga po ke tau motu kautūne no nofa i am tōru. Whakaue lahi ha kua lango matai ke he hawhangianga he whahi tapu Waihau Niue ke he pōdi i ne pō. A mamana ki au matau matakainanga ke kawaulaa tau tōru ke langaki hake e tama motu tose ha tau tōru ko Niue. Me lali, whakamakamaka ma tau mamatua, ha taki atua o ma tau mamatua, po whakamawhana atua o. Ke whakaongai Waihau Niue ha tau tōru, ke lata me tau whānau, ke lata me tau atu hau ha tau tōru. My Niue people who are living outside of New Zealand, thank you for your support. We have actually seen a lot of that on Facebook, but not only that. Let us, people of Niue, let us come together and embrace our Waihau Niue this week. Encourage one another, and especially with our young people. Kia munuina a tau torosi, munuina foki e whahitapu he Waihau Niue.
Chair of the Whangahau Niue Trust, Mele Nemaia, Whakawelahi Mahaki, thank you so much for your time this morning, Mele, and all the very best for the rest of Niue Language Week 2020. Monuina e aho, koe kia.
Monuina e aho, my Brian, koe kia.